Well, good. Well, the way I remember it from last year is pretty much the way you remember it. And the way I summarized it last year is in the form and fuzzy version, if your goal is to create a world-class American educational system, second to none, you can tweak these kind of variables till the cows come in and accomplish nothing. Now I've got a more formal version of this that I hope is going to be more provocative. World-class American K-12 schooling cannot be achieved by adjusting any combination of class size, teacher salaries, teacher training or certification, teacher-student ratios, administrative budgets, adding or deleting programs, improving textbooks or textbook selection methods, adding charter or other specialized schools. In fact, by adjusting any combination of variables which are significant within the context of existing systems of American education, even the most energetic tweaking of such variables will generate benefits valued far below obvious and substantial costs. Okay? Now that's the provocative version, which is intended to give you something that you can argue about. Maybe you want to argue about charter schools. Okay, that would be good. Now, from my reading of John's paper, though, things look pretty bad for the tweakers. By the way, I call this hypothesis the non-tweakability hypothesis. John has a more erudite description, but I think we need something more derogatory. So I call it the non-tweakability hypothesis. From my reading of John's paper, things look bad for the tweakers. John has not discovered any study which suggests that U.S. K-12 is tweakable. This is remarkable, I think. No variable or combination of variables from any study he's looked at so far will contribute cost-effectively to a reform program leading to world-class U.S. K-12. Okay? I appreciate the rigorous, correct, detached, clear academic style of John's draft, and I was still awake when I finished it, unless I dreamed that. But make it livelier. The paper has an important message for policy wonks as well as us academics, so it needs to be a page-turner. My second and related general comment is this. I think it's important to use vocabulary which works for academics but also might be useful catalysts in more public or political policy forums. John's expression for the tweaking is system-friendly K-12 reform. That's exactly right, but it's too pedantic. And lacks the negative emotional dimension. So I'm going to use tweaking, but I hope that if someone will come up with something better, that would be good for all of us. Okay? Of course, notwithstanding John's results, most of us here have probably believed that world-class education system is achievable in the U.S. and at acceptable cost. But we don't know this from the studies cited. We know it by looking at our own U.S. history, by looking at specific examples in the U.S. even today, a few superior teachers or even schools doing a world-class job, by looking around the world. The reader needs to know, though, John, you're not pessimistic about achieving world-class K-12 in the U.S. You're only pessimistic about achieving it through tweaking. Okay? Also, I suggest you close the paper with some ideas and direction for research needed in pursuit of what we might call optimal U.S. K-12 reform. And that's what we want. We want optimal U.S. K-12 reform. How can we fix it in the most cost-efficient way? Okay? All right. Now, next, I suggest a major and time-consuming change in your paper to make your results much more vivid and dramatic, and that is calibrate each dependent variables, against world-class values. In other words, for every dependent variable you discuss, calculate what its value would have been if U.S. K-12 were a world-class system. So SAT score taken by in the given school system. Ooh, the score was bad. The score is bad. Pick what would the SAT score have been for those particular children if they had been being educated in a world-class system. We need to calibrate these tests, these dependent variables, so that we know how good is, you see. Now, that's going to be time-consuming, but it has to be done. You can't, otherwise, all you're going to be doing is playing the better-worse game. Huh? Now, Yeah. Now, well, it's a calibration model. You have to know what good is, and then you have to know what good kids, properly trained kids, would do. Okay? Now, I've still got, I don't want to use up all my time listening to your excellent comments, folks. So, now, so, to try to do that, and I think the payoff is that your readers will be educated two ways instead of one. They'll still learn that expected cost-benefit ratios are unacceptably low. But second, they'll also be learning, perhaps for the first time, how irresponsibly low the hopes and expectations of the public and our designated education decision makers and standard bearers have become. Yeah? Next, I recommend you radically change your calculation strategy and procedures. At present, I think the best procedure you're using is the one where you change each tweakable independent variable by two standard deviations in the enhancing direction, and then point out how little how bad the results are. But this strategy leaves out the cost side, so it doesn't make your real point, which is that tweaking is not cost effective. So here's a more ideal strategy, and it isn't as hard as it seems. Okay, for each study, determine first the value of that study's dependent variable in a world-class educational system. So what is the SAT score if it were a world-class system? That's your target. Second, for each independent variable which can be changed, that's each policy variable, not the control variables, calculate the per student cost of a unit change in that variable, the cost, the dollar cost per student of a unit change in that variable. Number three, using these ratios, construct a aggregate change in cost function, the ACCF, so I won't have to say it over and again. That is a function which gives the total increase in dollar cost per student as a function of changes in the tweakable variables. And then number four, now all you have to do is solve a very simple linear programming problem, okay? Minimize the ACCF function with a dependent variable constrained to the world-class level. Now we can talk about it to make sure you understand, but that's the idea. Now if you do this for each study, you will have for each something like this. If the dependent variable is changed to a world-class value, the cost per student will rise by $4,350 per student. For each study, we will know how expensive it would be to reach the goal of world-class education by tweaking its parameters. By the way, if you're worried about solving the optimization problems, there's this guy at the University of Illinois I'll tell you about. You can do it over the internet. It's cool. So I think we can, it's getting that ACCF cost function is the hard part. Actually running the numbers, even I could help you do it. So, and you know how easy it must be, because I... Okay, so how am I doing on time? Am I out?
You got about a minute.
Well, I'll just read on until now. just cut me off, because the rest is just it's all equal. It doesn't matter when I stop. I guess I'll just talk a little bit about what kind of research is now turning to which studies to select for analysis. Okay, and which regressions within those studies to delete and which to include. I think your distinction between the so-called policy variables and the control variables is sound, because some variables are adjustable by the policymakers and some are not, and there's no sense in pretending that they are, the control variables. But don't call them control variables. They're not under anyone's control. Call them autonomous variables. So you have the policy variables and the autonomous variables. And then just be a little careful. Certain variables look like they are autonomous variables, but they're not really. So you got to watch that. You know. Well, yeah. Well, we're not going to call them that if it misleads people who are not econometricians. That would be bad strategy. I'm done.
Okay.
Please.